Eric, when you were younger, did you ever hear Marwan speak?
No. Yeah. The year that he observed silence, in 1925, he observed it on 10th July, and I, for the first time at the age of 9, met him in December, 1925. So I haven't heard him speak.
So by that time he observed silence.
Yeah, I have seen him writing on slates and all that. I haven't heard him speak.
Did Baba, have you heard, did Baba speak English the way Mani does? Or?
Yeah. What? She speaks what, American English?
English.
Which English?
English.
Dara's laughing out there.
No, but she speaks all sorts of Italian English, American English, Australian English, every... You haven't heard of French also today?
No,
the French people speak English. You should tell her to. An American English, yeah. Baba spoke simple English.
Huh? Baba's voice.
We didn't have recorders. We had gramophone records, but not the cassettes, you see, at the time.
Still available, gramophone records.
No, but there's no voice recorded.
No voice. If we only had a record, we could break a silence for him.
That's what happened. We have got that first message of Baba in 1925, when he is about to observe his silence. So he used to speak a lot, he used to sing a lot, he used to be with all people. And once he just casually passed a remark, hear what I say now, because I'll be observing silence very soon. And they took it, how can this person who speaks so incessantly and all the time would ever be able to observe silence? And they thought that, well, because he was very humorous, very jovial and all that. With the public also, same. So then, again after some days, he said, hear me very well. Very soon I'm going to observe silence. And somebody piped in, says, but if you are going to observe silence, then who will teach us? Because he was giving discourses at the time. So he said, I have come not to teach, but to awaken. That's how we have got that first year, just prior to the silence. That was spoken out by him, this message. The rest have been dictated.
I just came upon that for the first time in a French edition of the Discourses.
Yeah.
In the introduction, the biographical introduction.
Yeah.
And it tells the story that you just told. It's not in the later editions of Discourses.
No.
I think that was based on the five volume, the earlier five
volume. No, they were not there. But later on, people asked in this, and so we give out these messages, these little tidbits.
What language did Baba speak most of the time? So he
English. He spoke all other languages like Marathi, Hindi, Urdu, Persian.
But most of the time, if
but everything, if he is talking, he'll speak on different languages. If he is addressing the Marathi people, villagers and all, he'll speak in Marathi, Hindi, Urdu, with Muslims and all. There were followers, his Muslim followers were there, he'll speak good Urdu. Persian, he would speak in Persian or sing songs in Persian and all that. And English was the main language because, well, he was born a Persian, of Persian parents, but he was bred and nurtured in an atmosphere, environment of English, Britishers. English was in vogue at that time. So he used English language, even in his alphabet board or writing on slate and all that, he would use English.
So we're so accustomed to the idea of Baba's silence that we almost take it for granted, and we forget that that's the greatest sacrifice.
Yeah.
That, can you imagine someone deciding at the age of 30?
Yeah.
Say, and well, I'm never going to speak again.
And he has good voice. You may consider him to be a very talkative person. That's what people say. He would regale others, you know, with his talks and humor and jokes and also sublime thoughts. It was a potpourri of everything. Nobody could even dream that such a person would want to observe silence like that. So that's how it was. We have been hearing this little report. I was not there, but I have been hearing quite constantly, you see. from Padri and Pendu and Gustaji and others at the time of the Buddha. So here, there is a room there called Agrakuti, near the Dhuni, there is a room there. I don't know whether you all have seen it, it's a small room. Now it is all covered with roof and all that. Where the table is put, you know, Baba's table where he wrote. Table house, as we call it. It was a house and a table itself. He would stay inside, you see, under the table.
Of course, a big cabin.
So just by the side, there is a cottage there. So from his place would be, from table, he would go back to the room, which we are now talking about. So the day that he is going to observe silence, he said, now, you'll be hearing it for the last time. This is the last day. From tomorrow morning, from midnight, I won't be speaking. That's the end of it all. And thus saying, he wished all, and then he left and went to the room and got inside. And they all thought that, well, it's all done. Finished. He comes out again, calls all of them, and he speaks again. He says, I'm going to observe silence now. Yeah. But I want you all to remember one thing. Whenever you go out in the dark, always carry a lamp with you. Beware of the snakes.
She's here.
That is the last.